You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we are joined by two of the members of Half Angels themselves. We've got Beck over here, say hello. And Everett as well.
Kia ora, nice to talk to you guys.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, so Half Angel is a post-punk noise rock and ambient psychedelia blend is kind of the best way I've been told to describe it. They've got a new single, Death in Venice, out now. They are from the wonderful Poneke and, yeah, have kind of a staple of the underground music scene over there. Yeah, my first question is... yeah, what is your, like, if you were to have a tour with anyone in the world, could be anyone, who would you do?
On the spot. Can we do Dead or Alive or just...
Dead or Alive.
I mean, I would say Elliot Smith.
Ooh.
That's my musical hero. I don't know about Beck.
Beck. Tropical Buckstorm.
Nice.
They just sound like a lot of fun to tour with.
It's a random band.
But no, I feel like you kind of want someone, yeah, that's just going to have great yarns backstage and will take you to some cool places, I guess.
Those guys.
You recently finished up with Otis Fest. That was 4 days ago. How did that go?
That couldn't have gone better. That was probably definitely one of the more special shows that we've played, and even after the show, like the love was still shared, and we were all hanging out after. It was genuinely like a dream night, and that lineup was unbelievable. We're all happy we got Office Dog and Elliot and Vincent over to play. It was real nice to see them, and it couldn't have gone better. Mm.
You've made it through quite a few festivals in your time now. What's your favourite been so far?
Maybe Slackbarn. Yes. I mean, other than Otis Fest, Slackbarn was definitely like a game changer. Mm. Like a made it moment for us almost, yeah.
Yeah. What was the moment where you're like, oh shit, I need a this isn't just a fun side project, like it's time to rein it in. When was that?
Slackbarn or driving to Bagel.
Yeah, it was just being able to just go to different places in New Zealand. Probably it's just like that. That's definitely the biggest eye opener that like we're actually able to do that with our music.
Yeah. It is amazing, like being on a plane, being like the music that I made, that is why I'm here.
No, it's so rewarding, and being able to, I was just talking to our drummer about this, just like being able to meet these people that we've been listening to through the years, like being able to play with Shady Nasty, that was unbelievable. Just being able to play with Office Dog, who was a pretty formative band back when I started like playing music, and Kane Strang, it was extremely rewarding and a pretty insane experience to play with those people.
Yeah, no. You haven't ventured down to Otipoti, Dunedin before, is that?
We definitely will. Yeah.
We just gotta get this album out. And then justified touring down there. I feel like we just need a reason to be down there.
Yeah, love it. We'd happily take you any day. So this new album you mentioned, where is that being recorded?
It's being recorded at Surgery Studios in Wellington, which is like right around the corner from our place. Oh, really, okay. Really cozy, like Nana and Papa-esque place, you know what I mean? Like it's just like English breakfast teas and Bickies, you know. It's like real retro. It's very retro and cozy. So we're just trying to find a place that we could feel comfortable in and we could all like record together in the same room. Yeah. And it's gonna be real exciting. Yeah.
I love that your noise rock is made with a cup of tea. That's...
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like they do kind of go together. Like, most noise rock fans would have to enjoy a good Earl Grey at some point.
Yeah, but oh my God, yeah, you're speaking my language.
And yeah, so this new song, Death in Venice, was that recorded same place?
No, we recorded that at Massey University.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah, with our friend, good friend Aaron Cargill Brown.
Oh, wow. Nice. I guess good to... Oh, sorry, no, keep going.
Oh, no, yeah. I was just going to say, it's a different vibe at Massey. Mm. It's like, it's cool. It's really, like, it's a great space, and it's, like, pretty frosted. We record there. But I think we're really connected to different places. Yeah. Especially like, yeah, surgery is just a much different vibe, more love. I feel like we'll be able to get our career just flowing a little bit easier.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess it's good to use those uni resources when you've got them. Like,
yeah.
What was kind of the influence behind Death in Venice? What was kind of the main motif?
Well, the song is based off of this real person that I researched about. It's named after the film or the book Death in Venice.
Mm.
It's a pretty well-known film from the 70s, and the main boy in it was proclaimed by people to be the most beautiful boy in the world, that actor, and he had to live his whole life just with that label of being the most beautiful boy in the world. And like, I watched a documentary about how it kind of tore him apart, like having to live up to that title for his whole life. Yeah, and I was really interested in what he had to say, so I wrote a song about it.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
And I guess especially as you kind of, you're aging, it just keeps on coming back. You need to, people know you for that.
It's just like, yeah, a complete loss of sanity, you know. It's an interesting topic to write a song about. So I, yeah, made it as angry as I could.
Did either of you ever do Rock Quest, the smoke-free Rock Quest?
Yeah, I did
a couple for a few years, yeah, in high school.
True. Was that's not where Half Angel stemmed out of, or no?
Yeah, it was probably a useful learning experience. I did. Mm. All that kind of stuff is definitely, you know, the reason.
I guess it's kind of the first thing that kind of it's nice to get an audience, like,
yeah.
From the start. Oh wait, could you say that last bit again, sorry?
I'm glad I did Rock Quest. I feel like it was pretty important.
Yeah.
A lot of Kiwi bands our age that do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like Park Road, I think, was Rock Quest.
Yeah. Daffodils.
Yeah, I know the Joppa guys. It's good stuff.
But yeah, where will your next gig be? Where's the next place to go?
Chuba Dupla on Saturday at 5 p.m.
Oh,
5 p.m.
True.
Yeah.
That's a 2-day thing or a multi-day?
Yeah. Two day in the heart of the city.
Oh, love.
It's sick, and it's fully free, so you can just like roam around and go see other people, and yeah, it's gonna be super fun. It's just like Newtown Fest 2.0. Yeah.
That is very Wellington spirit. I love that. Well, for the listeners, you'll get to listen to Death in Venice now, but check it out on Spotify. Is it on Bandcamp too?
It is.
Yeah, you can, if you want to support local artists just a little bit more, just give them a bit more love, move it on to Bandcamp. But yeah, this is Half Angel's Death in Venice. Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.